Good morning to all of you, and we welcome you on this Mother's Day to our church service. In our call to worship, we are in Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to be looking at verse 6 today, where it says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." You know, it's Mother's Day, and I have a lot of fond memories of smells growing up at home. Especially when the biscuits were in the oven. There's just something about a biscuit cooking in the oven. My mom made the best biscuits growing up. And we, of course, like to add things to it, like poking a hole in the top and putting syrup down in there, which I can't do anymore. And we would make cheddar cheese biscuits by poking a hole, putting a big lump of cheddar cheese down in there. And it would bake, and oh, it was just so good. And there are certain things that you think about in relationship to growing up and moms and food and so forth that make you hungry. That make you hungry. Just the mention of biscuits, right now my stomach's growling. And just the thought of that good food that we think about. Now, here's the thing. The Bible says that righteousness strikes hunger and thirsting within the hearts of believers. At least it should. If it doesn't strike hunger and thirst, something is very wrong. Something's not right about that scene. You know, there are many things that I'm sure you can think of that were your favorites growing up, and you associate them with your mother. The things that she used to make or the things that she used to bake and do, and you associate those with your mother. But my point is this. God has associated righteousness with His children. And the reason that He's done that is without it, you can't go to be with Him in heaven. There's no way. God can't allow you into His presence in heaven without His Son's righteousness on your account. But once I have it placed on my account, there's a continuous hunger and thirsting to know more about that righteousness that will allow me to live forever in heaven with His Son. To know more about that. To grow and to digest it. The Word of God is full of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You see it played out in people's lives. You see it lived out in a negative way. You see it lived out in a positive way. Each chapter of the Bible unfolds an element of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you something this morning. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? How many times growing up did you say, "I'm about to thirst to death"? Now, nobody was in that state. But we would yawn, and my mom, she made sure every one of us had our own water jars in the refrigerator. We had our names on them. So she'd run to the door. She wouldn't let us come in because we were filthy. We had to be wiped up and cleaned up before she'd let us come in. But she would hand through the door our water jars, and we'd pop the top off that cold glass, and we'd drink it down. Oh, man, it was so refreshing. The righteousness of God is refreshing to your soul. Think about the best meal. That's the righteousness of Christ to your soul. Let me encourage you this morning. Check your hunger and thirst for the righteousness of Christ. Is it there? Does it exist? Is it something that's desired within your heart and life? And if it's not, fall down on your knees at that moment and cry out to God that you might know the righteousness of Jesus Christ.